our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And today we have a special guest.
Who is awesome.
He's also awesome.
Is he because we had to do like the thing that we do at the beginning? Or we say that we're awesome? God, you're the worst! You've been doing this for 4 years, you haven't figured out our
special
format yet?
Our special guest today is Gully.
Yo.
He has a first name, but
yeah,
he's Gully.
Yeah, no, nobody calls him.
Well, nobody knows his first name.
I do.
Nobody should ever know his first name.
It's always Gully.
Just the one name, just Gully.
So we haven't had a guest in,
some years.
Yeah, it's been a matter of years. I think my sister was the last guest that we had.
Was that the one where we played a game when we had to, like...
Yeah.
Something?
Yeah, and she hated you at that point, I think.
She hated me.
Yeah, there was, a long time where my sister didn't like you.
This is news to me.
And she was like, no, it's not. You just forgot it already.
The guest
chair is pretty...
She
didn't like you, and she'll probably... Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's dusty.
Yeah, it probably is. It probably
it's
is
probably
dusty.
3 years of dust.
Yeah. No, she didn't like you. Yeah. I think you knew that. She'll refute it. She's gonna text me when she listens. She's like, I did too like him. Yeah. But she didn't.
She probably didn't.
No, the first time you ever met her, you had to give her a ride home from work. And she was like real mad about how you drove.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That she didn't like me for some reason. I was trying to be nice and then she told you that she didn't like me.
Yeah, but it's fine. We're over that now. She wants to be on the podcast again.
She wants to be a guest again?
Yeah, she does. Oh. It's confusing when she's a guest, though. Gully, I don't know if you've listened to the old episodes, but my sister was on, and we have the same voice. So we have different inflection on some stuff, and we use different words, but it's the same voice.
Yeah.
It's
hard to tell even when they're sitting right next to me.
Yeah, like, you're in the next room, and we're talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. Or if I'm sitting
Good
here
luck.
Looking at the computer, and one of them says something, I have no idea.
Also, we speak way faster when we're together, so
I
you
can
have
imagine
to
that.
Kind of keep that in check on a podcast.
Twins are weird.
Well, my dad's a triplet, and two of them
sound...
Yeah, totally. Well, no.
Are two of them twins and one of them not?
Yeah, basically.
Oh,
well, no,
true.
they look the same. They just... two of them sound way close to each other. They were born on Christmas Eve, too, so that's just weird.
That sucks for them.
Yeah.
Because people who have birthdays around Christmas don't get... They get combined presents.
Yeah, here's a board game.
Combination presents.
And then if there's three of them all at once, it's just like, well, happy Christmas, everybody.
Kids with birthdays around Christmas hate that their birthday's around Christmas, and they want people to get them separate presents. Combination presents suck.
Mm-hmm. My birthday is on Mother's Day this year.
Yeah, so you'll get a combination birthday Mother's Day present.
Yeah, I'm the best mom.
You're such a good mom. Mm-hmm.
Mine's that's so easy. July 3rd. It's just bam.
So you get a combination 4th of July.
You
presents.
Get fireworks.
Right?
Fireworks
yes.
for your birthday.
No, it's perfect.
Are
it's
they,
like right in the middle.
They're legal here, right? They're legal in North Dakota?
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a fireworks shop outside of Fargo. At least something's legal. I don't know what.
Yeah. I know in Pennsylvania we weren't allowed to have any.
Yeah, we couldn't in
Florida.
Minnesota either.
Yeah. But we still did.
So
yeah, exactly. There's like always a state that's nearby that
go
does
up to
allow
Georgia,
exactly.
buy some
we
fireworks.
We went to South Dakota.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
It's not.
Yeah.
Because I think they were illegal in Iowa, too.
Yeah, but I think they're illegal because people blow themselves up.
That's exactly why they're illegal. Yeah. Or they blow each other up. Or they blow up the whole downtown of a city. Or any other number of
Or just burn down a
things.
Field or something.
Or burn down a field. Yeah. Well, you can do that without fireworks.
Yeah, you just need
some
gasoline.
People do that on purpose. Like, it's a part of farming. Burn a field.
Yeah, that's a burn.
Yeah.
I've done that. It's a control burn is what they do. I've done this
for
before.
Fertilizer?
It's to kill it off, and then, yeah.
If, yeah, and then it fertilizes.
Yeah, fertilizes and everything.
Yeah.
In Georgia, there was a Boy Scout group that I went to, and every year we'd go to a farm. Mm-hmm. And one year he actually was like, oh, we do burns around this time, so we all...
You help them burn?
Yeah, it was
That's
awesome.
Amazing!
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
When I was in Boy Scouts, I knew a kid named Scorch when I was in Boy Scouts.
He would set things on fire.
No.
You are false.
He brought cigars to Boy Scouts.
I don't
and
think
we all
his name was Scorch.
Well, that's what, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you said his name was Scorch. You didn't say his nickname.
He was called Scorch.
You said, rewind it.
It doesn't matter. His name was Scorch. That's the only name that I knew him by. I don't know.
You don't know?
Because it was like a...
Make up a real name for him.
It was
right
like
now.
A Boy Scout jamboree.
What was his real name?
His name was Lawrence.
Okay. What if his name actually was
sure,
Lawrence?
It might
be. And he like just accidentally listens to the podcast.
He never would. He was from somewhere else because it was a Boy Scout jamboree in... It was in like upstate New York on like the Wellesley Island.
What's a Boy Scout jamboree?
It's basically where a bunch of Boy Scouts go. All the Boy Scout troops from around the country go camping at this one spot, and it was like 100 different Boy Scout troops.
That sounds super gay.
It's really bad. It was called Scout Blast in Florida, and they used it for. Yeah, it's exactly the same. You had like 20 or 30 different people and or troops. And the thing is that they did it for. Did you host it for Cub Scouts?
I don't know. No, it was Boy Scout Jamboree.
Oh, okay.
That's all I know.
Well, we actually hosted, like, the Boy Scouts hosted the Cub Scouts because those were the ones that were coming into Boy Scouts kind of thing. Mm. So we do, like, fun stuff, like first aid stuff or, you know, campfire stuff. You know, just show them, like, the ropes kind of thing. We hated every single moment. Our troop, we got in trouble. We actually got kicked out and banned. For 4 years.
Oh, until everybody cycled through or whatever.
Yeah, basically. So it's ours was set on a Navy base, and some of the scouts, not saying who.
You podcast listeners, Gully's looking very guilty right
Sorry.
Now.
Sorry, I know. So there's about four of us that jumped the fence because we wanted to get a closer look at the planes.
Well, obviously. Okay, they're asking for that, hosting it at a naval base.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were.
So they jumped the fence.
particular individuals.
They jumped the fence and were able to get a good look all around for about an hour. We knew the military police was watching us.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so as they were heading back, MP comes in, arrests them, scares them to,
sure.
Oh my God. And this was about 2 a.m, and they called their parents, which a lot of them lived about 45 minutes to an hour away, to pick them up at that time. Yeah. And then the next morning, they basically went to our troop and said, yeah, you guys aren't allowed back until this year, or yeah. this, yeah, whatever
it's
year
gonna
it was.
It's going to be just a bit.
And the scouts, the leaders were actually very happy. There was a guy that makes songs, like one of our scoutmasters makes songs. He has a guitar and makes songs. Never Go to Scout Blast Again, that was the song, and he did totally. It was a favorite.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I was in Girl Scouts, and we didn't do anything.
You sold cookies.
We did sell cookies.
We sold popcorn.
You know what? Yeah, see, I told you, popcorn.
No.
Trails in popcorn.
He's trying to
no.
tell me it's
something
Wolfgang else.
It's candy.
Popcorn.
That must be a North thing.
What Boy
it
Scout sells it's popcorn.
Candy.
Man. No.
Candy.
Trails
Maybe it's an
in
age
popcorn.
Thing?
What are you going to do? I mean,
no.
you just make popcorn.
He's not that
no,
much
it's
older
popcorn.
You just take popcorn things, put them in a bag, put them in a microwave, you got popcorn. You don't got to
yeah,
sell it.
Yeah, they sell the bags, dude. Like, it's
oh,
not.
It was just,
yeah.
You just sell bags of popcorn.
Yeah. Sell bags of popcorn. stupidest thing ever, right?
Good.
We
it
were
was
not,
fine.
We were not, we never really followed as many rules as we should.
Yeah.
We always got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Trails and popcorn we did sell, and we thought it was a stupid way to make money. So in the Christmas times, we actually sold poinsettias.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually made more money off that than we did the popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think there should be Boy Scout cookies.
Boy Scout cookies?
What would they taste like? What's a Boy Scout cookie flavor?
They're made of peanut butter.
The Girl Scouts have those.
No. They're the ones that are like, they're like chocolate with peanut butter in the middle, right?
Nope.
Those are.
There's other ones too.
Are they just peanut butter cookies?
They're it's like
chocolate
peanut.
Chip.
It's a peanut butter cookie with a peanut butter cookie with peanut butter filling.
No, don't need all that. I just need a peanut butter cookie.
Just peanut butter cookie.
And then a chocolate chip cookie.
See, the problem with the peanut butter cookie is it doesn't hold very
no,
well.
No.
They don't
okay.
package
new,
well.
New plan.
New plan.
Take a bag of Oreos, like Boy Scout cookies. Sell it for $5.
You might have something there. No, Girl Scouts, we sold, when I was young, we sold cookies and calendars and nuts.
Yeah.
Girl Scout nuts were actually really good. Yeah. And then the calendars dropped off, I think, first, and then the nuts dropped off, and it was just cookies. Yeah. I hated selling
cookies
stuff.
Cookies are the big money.
Because there was always, like, incentives for, like, selling a bunch of stuff, right? But the kids in my troop and, like, in my district, whatever, their parents would just take the order forms to work with them.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
My mom wouldn't do that. When I was little, she didn't even work, so she didn't have anywhere to bring it. Like, she was in school, and then she refused to bring it to work, and even if she had, she only worked with three people. So that sucked a lot. So we had to do our own sales, and it was, like, door-to-door knocking, and I have social phobia and anxiety. I don't want to do that. So I didn't, and we never sold anything. Or when we got them in, we would sell some, but then we wouldn't deliver them for, like, 4 months.
They just
sit in our dining room because we didn't want to do it. Hated selling cookies. Oh, it sucked.
So what did you even do? Why were you in Girl Scouts if you hated everything?
Because it's a thing to do when you're a kid and your mom's not involved in anything and you're not really involved in anything and you need to be involved in something, and it's a wholesome activity and it's really cheap.
I tried to escape from Boy Scouts every time.
Yeah.
When we were going to go camping, I was like,
I liked
hate
being
camping.
In Girl Scouts. We didn't... Hated it. Honestly, did you? I would have graduated as a Girl Scout, except that when I was in my junior year of high school, I had a job. And all the rest of the girls in my troop, we didn't fit in at all. All the rest of the girls were, like, jocks. There was another troop.
I bet they played lacrosse.
For some reason, there was another troop that was the same age as us. Only we had, like, 12 people in our troop, and they had, like, 4. Well, we would have fit in better in the other troop, but we were in the big troop. So they changed our meetings, our troop meetings, which were weekly. They changed them to be on Sunday nights. When I had to work. And they refused to move them, and they refused to have us make anything up, so I had to quit.
That's bullshit.
It was bullshit.
We should burn it down.
Burn what down? Burn exactly what down?
I don't know, wherever it was.
It was at someone's house.
Do that.
Burn to the ground.
I'm not burning down. I do know where they live. But I'm not.
All right, podcast listeners. Project Mayhem.
No.
First operation.
It's the person who runs the town newspaper, and I feel like someone might notice.
Newspaper, huh?
Yeah.
That burns pretty well.
No, it's not in his house. He's very rich. A lot of money.
Ooh. Money burns well, too.
I mean,
too.
Very rich is relative. He had a lot of money, though. They lived.
We can just go take his money.
No. I don't think it was going to work. Someone's going to notice.
You're always ruining my plans.
Totally graduated.
I'm always ruining your illegal plans. All those illegal
there's
plans
no,
you always have.
I was going to say there's no record of it, but...
Points at the screen of the podcast that we are currently. That's fine. Five people listen to this, and one of them sitting here. Yeah. So, or do you plan to listen to the podcast when you're done?
No, because I hate the sound of voice now.
I'm so glad right now that at work we're doing things a little bit differently, where I don't have to listen to my own voice in any context anymore, and it's so great.
I had the disc. I almost brought it with me. I had a disc for my intro to my radio show that I used to do at college. Mm-hmm. And I was actually going to bring that in and have you guys listen to that, but
nope.
And I was listening to it. I'm like, oh my God,
this
no.
This is actually terrible.
All I was doing was I was talking, like, I had two shows. I had the local show, because I was in charge of local music. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of the times in my show, I would actually plug the band that I would work for. And I plugged him a lot, apparently, because I kept listening, and I was like, okay, stop talking about stupid band that doesn't exist anymore.
Did you talk about anything else at all?
It was Julius Erwe.
Was
actually,
it Limp Bizkit?
I know Limp Bizkit. And he's a... I don't know if you do bad words on here.
Oh, yeah, you can swear
He's a turd.
He's
a turd.
He's a douchebag.
No, we have an explicit rating in iTunes. You swear all you want.
That's good.
We just tend I probably to not will. Anymore.
Oh, well. He's a douchebag. He is a bad person. So I also knew Yellow Card. Again, really, really terrible people.
Do I know who Yellow Card is?
I heard the name.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's one of those, hey, we're a band! And then they were gone.
I grew
were
up
they real
by,
90s?
What was the one?
Mm-hmm.
What was the one that I grew up by?
Breaking Benjamin.
Breaking Benjamin, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're from my neck of the woods.
Yeah, they are. I grew up by Nobody. Because Nobody.
Our superstar.
Closest I've gotten is Owl City.
Yeah.
Yep. That's not very close.
P or Arnold, what was it?
Owatonna.
Owatonna.
Yeah.
One of the clubs we played at a lot was owned by Leonard Skinner.
Oh, yeah. They're from Florida.
Yeah, they're from Florida. So, there you go.
I know
it's called
Freebird.
Freebird.
Oh, I know that word, too.
That's a song.
I
play that on guitar.
I know so many things.
It's right on the beach. It's actually a really good spot. I saw Blues Travelers and a couple other people there. A lot
You've
of
listed
people.
So much music I'd never listened to. Like, I... purposely don't Blues listen Travelers. To.
Yeah, I have a top three that is in regards to
this. Oh, well,
I
had a different top three, but we can save that top three.
We can
What's
do more than
three?
One. I was going to say the top three. The top three shows you've been to.
Okay. Shows, not bands, right?
Yeah, well, shows and bands, whatever. If it was a band or an artist or...
No, but I mean individual shows, not like just a band.
Yeah, it could be
seen.
More than one show by the same artist.
Okay. That's what I was digging for.
So I'm going to throw in a number four because it's not really a band.
Oh!
Making up rules
I'm
now?
Making up rules because I'm the guest.
He comes into the podcast, he makes up new
no,
rules.
No, that's fine.
Oh, no, it's called an honorable mention.
Well, it's an honor. Okay, we'll do an honorable because it's not really mention. A band. It's a show. I saw Avenue Q Live.
Oh, that's great. That's
so,
a musical.
And
that's
it was
real good.
It was amazing.
That's nice. A show.
Yeah. Well,
you count
I
that?
Mean,
I was thinking like just musicals.
Yeah, musicals
well,
kind of. I'm thinking of like bands.
It's music.
Yeah, it's music.
It's still a thing.
I
like
don't know
you go
how to
and
pick.
They perform it.
Can I have to do with the top five, but they're two bands?
Go for it.
Okay, go. You go next.
Okay, I'm gonna do five.
This is the worst.
See,
top
look.
Three.
Just, number
like,
three.
You set the precedent. Going.
Number five. The first time I saw Cher. Number four. The third time I saw Cher. Number three. The second time I saw They Might Be Giants. Number two, the second time I saw Cher. And number one, the first time I saw They Might Be Giants.
Oh, you just did
Giants.
All of them in a row?
Yeah.
All right, you're done then.
Yeah, I only had two bands.
Is that the only thing
honorable
you've ever seen?
Mention to... No, I've seen other stuff, but it wasn't...
And she has an
honorable mention. To Alicia Keys, I guess? That
oh,
was fine.
I was
going to
say honorable.
It was free.
My honorable mention is Louis C.K., because that was a really
oh,
good
yeah,
show.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Oh, I didn't even think to include comedy. I'd have to start over for that. I don't have time for that today. Jackie Cation's so good. She's my favorite. She's always
Can't
my favorite.
Believe I missed
She's
Eddie
so
Izzard when he was here. I'm so upset.
No, you didn't miss him. He's not here for another couple weeks.
Oh, he's here again this year? Well, he was last year.
He was in Winnipeg. No, he's in Fargo in like 2 weeks. I have
Can
the tickets.
Make it?
What did you do with the tickets? We're sitting on the table. I don't know. You'll be here, I think
like?
It's the 19th?
Hold on, I'll be right back.
The 19th? Yeah, I'll still be here.
Yeah.
I might try to make that.
Yeah. I don't know how good the tickets are left.
Oh, probably none.
No, I'm sure there's some.
Yeah, but like more.
Thank you.
All
thank
the way
you.
Up in the, there.
I'm in like the seventh row and I'm so mad. Oh, I'm so mad.
Oh, it's so mad.
So mad.
I camped out and waited for the tickets to go on sale and they said they'd go on sale and the code didn't work for like an hour. And
bullshit.
So I gave up and then 15 minutes later I tried and someone had already filled up like the first six rows. I'm like, ugh, so mad. Anyway, you had your honorable mention. You guys like have actually more things to say.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I just
actually...
blew through all five at once.
Yeah, that was my honorable mention, was Louis C.K.
Okay. Gully, you got number three?
Yeah, Adam, go first, because I'm having a brain fart here.
Okay.
My number three is going to be when I saw Clutch in Sioux Falls.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
You liked that.
That was
yeah.
a really good show.
Yeah. Weren't you going to go see Clutch one time?
Yeah, but I already saw them.
Didn't
yeah, because I already saw them.
The parking lot was too full or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I was like,
eh, it was a
I
really
was sad at that
reason.
Point, too.
You were sad. You were alone. We weren't together yet. It was a sad point in your life.
I just didn't. I didn't have the gumption.
Yeah.
To go.
And I was gonna go see them because they were in Fargo like the next day or something, and I also didn't go
yeah,
because
didn't
I
know,
was also kind of sad.
And you didn't know anything about them too.
I didn't. No, yeah. Knew nothing.
They do
no,
good
it wasn't
music.
Even Clutch. It was just what's his face alone, just doing his own show. Who's the lead guy from Clutch?
Neil Fallon.
Maybe I don't know. It was just one person though who was in Fargo. It might have been a different band. I'm not good with names or bands
yeah,
at all.
I know. I could do the top three shows I wish I would have gone to.
No. That's a long, long list. The top of which I will not mention by name, but my sister's going to yell at me right now, and that is all. Gully, did you have a number three?
I know my.
Why didn't we go? Why didn't we go? Oh, I'm sorry. Please,
yeah.
Number three. I'm done now. I'm done.
I really right. want to know what
yeah,
it is.
No,
and
I was like,
I'm really interested about this.
No,
because
you're
thing.
Just going to be like, no.
Is it like crappy 2000s rock music?
Yeah, you would hate it.
Music?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
So we're good. number three would, it should be higher. Number three would be Weird Al.
Okay.
That's number three?
Yeah.
What have you been to in your life?
I know,
oh my God.
These are in no particular order.
These are in no particular
order.
Oh, okay.
Order.
No, Weird Al. So the show that I went to, he was actually sick, and they were going to call the show. They actually prolonged the intro, and they had a couple guys, and they were like, we're sorry, but, you know, Weird Al's not feeling well, so they're taking some medicine, trying to see if he can, and he worked it up. He went out there a little bit late, but because he went out there late, his, hour-long set became almost 2 hours long, and he performed like, he's not sick.
Yeah.
There's no way, kind of thing. So, like, he left, and he came back, and he was like, normally I only do half an hour like of additional material, but I like you guys. So
that's great.
And it might be the medication talking, but yeah, whatever. And he just kept on played Yoda and all those other. Oh, it was wonderful. Number two is a local artist. You probably haven't heard of him. Well, not local, but he's small time. George Watsky. He's a rapper. If you do YouTube, he's the white kid that raps fast. Which is actually it's actually pretty
like if I YouTube the white kid that raps fast.
Yep,
and
you'll see George Watsky, and that's actually so
feels weird.
It's he's cool though because before he started doing that, he actually did poetry battles
poetry slam. Or
yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what he did, and he's really good at it. And actually, some of his music, quote unquote music, is actually him doing the poetry slams, which is really, really awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So once he got popular with the YouTube video, then he actually created an album. And his first tour that he did, I actually went to that tour. And he was in Jacksonville. He went to Jackrabbits, and it's right before I left for North Dakota. So and it was on my birthday. It was July 3rd when we actually saw him. And great show, especially the first time. He actually did a really good time. And then when I moved up here, he did a second tour the next year and actually saw him again in Minneapolis. So I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. And you like the year of growth, completely, he's, you know, a lot more
totally
showmanship,
different.
Stage, huh. Presence.
Right on.
Really awesome. Number one is...
Oh, hold on. I think Adam's
number two. Everyone has their one.
It's supposed to go back and forth.
Yeah, no,
but Holly did all of hers.
And I have another top three that I'm going to do.
You blew your load, Holly.
I have another one. I have more.
I have like five more.
Three
than
so
more.
It's more for Holly. It's like top
six. I'll do my number three and my number two. My real number three and my real number two. My real number three is the first time I saw They Might Be Giants.
Okay, that was fun.
My real number two is the second time I saw Cher. Because the first time I saw The Mighty Giants was the first time I'd ever seen them. It was great. I was super excited. They weren't really into it. It was like one of their last stops on their tour. Oh, so yeah. They were just kind of
Moon Hooch.
Shitty. But their opener was crazy. But I just really enjoyed it. I thought that was like one of the best nights I'd ever had. And then the second time I saw Cher, I had just had super good tickets. I was on the floor in like the 16th row or something. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just heard like a second. That was all. Anyway, you have a number one? Or number two?
I have like six more
two.
I want to mention.
Did
we
you
can
say
keep
number
going.
Two?
Okay, my number two.
Because I have others.
We can just do it again.
My number two would be, was it 1995? Nine Inch Nails and David Bowie in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
That was awesome.
Holy cow.
I was six.
I was 16.
I was six.
Awesome. They did.
You think they would have let me in if I tried to go at 6 years old?
I was
no.
11.
They so what they did
oh, you're
was
halfway between
they
us.
Each
yeah.
they
yeah.
each did their own set. Like David Bowie actually came out first,
mm-hmm.
and then Nine Inch Nails played, and then after that, like David Bowie came back on stage and they did like a couple songs mm-hmm. together.
That's
like they
awesome.
Did The Man Who Sold the World together. They did
oh
Reptile
gosh.
Together,
aww.
And it was so cool.
Wow, it's funny. You're the same age as my sister, and you're the same age as my brother.
Nice.
I just thought of that.
The problem is that I grew up in the middle of nowhere. And it was a 4-hour drive to the closest place that ever really got anybody, and we were poor. All those things put together meant I saw nothing until basically I had to college,
yeah.
Which is too bad.
So yeah, that was mine. I don't have a big story about it, but it was awesome.
Okay.
I have another honorable mention.
Okay, go for it. This is the longest top three.
Yeah, I know.
Top 12.
Top as many as you would like.
Sorry.
This is just list shows you've been to.
I mean, it was kind of a show. It was one of the biggest shows in it was the Super Bowl. So when the Super Bowl came to Jacksonville,
Sports.
Sports
corner.
It's not really sports because whatever. season ticket holders, which I was at the time, got to go to the.
I'm sorry,
show.
I have to stop you there. Whoa. Football game of the year isn't really sports. Well, you might need to
event,
clarify.
The event, like what I'm trying, like where I was, what okay. I was doing, right? Okay. I mean, there's no football involved in the story. It's okay. The halftime show.
Okay.
Which no one watches.
That's true. Nobody watches. They all watch the Puppy Bowl.
The year, well, yeah, that's right. The year that I went, though, was Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay.
So I was actually on the field, in the crowd of Paul McCartney.
Nice. We almost went to see Paul McCartney. Yeah. Came like last fall,
so
Fargo, I think.
That was actually a good show.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was like, this is awesome. Because we actually got to come out for the pre-rehearsal and everything like that, too.
Mm. I guess it didn't occur to me that they rehearse.
They rehearse that, because we have to know where we run out and where we stand
right,
and where
right.
we do.
And how
we
did go, you get to do that?
I was a season ticket holder. I actually reached out to people,
right,
and
right.
then you had to put your name in a hat, like a, you know, like a list, and then they pulled from the list. And you literally, all it was, hey, come to the Super Bowl halftime show. Okay, now get out.
I always kind of wondered how people like, got to do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Every city is different. Like, ours was, hey, season ticket holders, we need people.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, you've been chosen. And like I said, literally, we have a place where we park. We literally, we can't watch the, we're outside the stadium when that happens. A lot of security. They keep us like they literally pin us like we're animals basically. It's like, okay, move to this section. Okay, move to this section.
I mean, you kind of are animals.
Closer and closer and closer until you're like, all right, go. Yay! Half an hour.
Everything's so great. Now leave.
Yeah, basically. I'm at the Super Bowl. Not anymore. Oh.
Oh. Do you have a number one? I'm assuming you do.
Yeah, I have a number one. Again, probably not a band.
That's fine.
Real Big Fish.
That's a band.
I have heard of whatever that is.
Oh, you have heard. Okay, they're a ska band. They're a ska band. I saw them first in Jacksonville. Mm. I saw them second in Minneapolis. Each show, wonderful. Great guys. They play all the songs that you want to hear. And then the last show I went when I was in Minneapolis, they had a new album. Mm. So they played from that too.
Right.
Hysterical. Very fun to listen to. One of their famous songs is called Beer. Right? And it's actually one of their least favorite songs to play.
Oh, I've heard
from
that
basketball.
Before.
Yeah.
No, I don't know anything about basketball. They used to play it on the rock station and play all the damn time.
Well, again, that's the one song they hated to play.
Yeah, because it's a terrible
I don't even know that song. I only know the
You're
Sell Out.
Without it.
Sell Out's another.
That's the only
good
one I know.
Yep, that's one of the good ones. But it's funny because every time they do a beer, like the last time, they were like, all right, that's all this song you guys been wanting to play. Here, it's an alcoholic beverage. And they build it up.
No.
And then they start singing like Margaritaville off tune. All right, no, we're joking. It's red, red wine.
That's great. I hope they never actually play the song.
And they would go for like 5 minutes before actually playing
the
song.
I like red, red wine.
All the
that's
other
a good song.
Yeah, you know.
Really? What world do you live in?
I grew up in the
80s. I want to live in whatever world you live in.
You're living
I
the
also
want to
live in
me.
Whatever world the crazy lady I interacted with at work the other day lives
no.
in. She was crazy, and I'm not going to go further into it except that she was nuts.
Literally
and,
crazy.
Like, I think... just did live in her own world.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
So my number two. Or wait,
so
I don't know what
number.
You did
number two, didn't you? You did Clutch, and then you did... Did you do number two?
And Nine Nails.
Nine Nails.
Nine Nails.
All right, so my number one is the four-way tie between...
That's...
Cheating!
Top six!
I'll go to another one. It's not any number. But the first show I ever went to that wasn't just local bands. It was Acid Bath, and they played at CC's and Music, and I went, my brother was there with me.
Yeah, of course he was.
And all my friends, I was probably 14.
14.
And it was awesome. And it was Acid Bath. I saw them that one time, and my other friend, before I knew this guy, his band opened up for Acid Bath, so
mm-hmm.
I saw his band first,
mm-hmm.
and then later on, like 3 years later, like we were hanging out, and I realized that it was the guy in the band that opened for Acid Bath.
You didn't even know that your friend was the guy in the band that opened for Acid Bath
until I saw like a poster or something, and
you're
I was like
you're that guy.
You're that guy. We were friends for years. Like, yeah. I just didn't even realize. Just didn't even,
just somehow never talked about being in the band that opened for Azabeth. Yeah. I feel like if I were going to open for like a known band, that's all I would talk about. Mm. That's the only thing I don't know if Azabeth is
known very much, though.
Maybe
like,
not.
In like very small circles, it's a big deal.
Heard of. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. What else
so
you got?
Oh, you want more.
Real
okay.
number one.
My real number one is... There was a show in Kintnersville, Pennsylvania. Okay. It was out in a field. It was on the back of a semi-truck. And it was a bunch of people with tents. It was like you camped out and it was an all-day thing.
Like a festival thing?
I mean, there was two bands. And the second band that played was Ween.
Okay.
Oh my God! No way.
4 hours they played.
4 hours of Ween?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I don't know why you'd be surprised by that.
No, that's not as surprising at all. Oh, okay, yeah.
That's see, because here's the thing. We played a lot of Ween. Right, with a lot of Ween songs, I'm not a big fan because they don't do anything. It's like three drum clicks and a weird sound and some guy mumbling for 5 minutes.
Ocean Man.
Ocean Man has something at least a little bit.
There's different levels of Ween.
There is different
levels. Yeah. The level of Ween I'm accustomed to is like that music we saw in the movie Frank last night, where it's not real music. It's just them saying weird shit over weird sounds with weird accents. And I don't like it.
Michael Fassbender?
Oh, okay.
But he has a fake head on the whole time?
I like the levels of Ween that are like Blarney Stone and like real music.
Like sounds. The ones that are like...
The ones that are songs.
The ones that are the civilian ones that are music.
Yeah, I'm fine with those.
The ones that are recognizable as music. Right.
I had the one that Zoloft is on is the album that I own.
Yeah.
It turns out I like
Quebec
music.
Quebec, that's
instead
it.
Instead of not music.
We played that album a lot. In
so that was your real number one. Who's the other band?
My other number one?
No, who was the other band that was in that show?
I don't know. Oh, some band I never heard of. But it was for a fireman benefit or something like that, and because Ween is from, they were from like within a 10-mile radius. They lived there.
That's okay. Awesome.
So they just played.
That's the way to do it.
I guess if you're already there.
Yeah, that's just where they lived, and they're like, "We'll do a fireman benefit," and there's just a bunch of people in tents, and like they were just hanging out with everybody.
You had another number one.
We've been doing
this for like 20 minutes.
It doesn't matter.
Just number top threes.
It's
gonna be a long episode.
My last number one was.
We don't cut anything either. I don't know if you noticed. We
No.
He
Club,
used to edit.
Chameleon Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The opening band was Mucka Ferguson.
It's not real. It's not a real thing.
And then the headlining band was They Might Be Giants, the first time I saw them.
Okay.
And after the show, I got to meet friends. So.
Oh, yeah, he did. That's right. He's got a picture with him and like a set list.
I have a real number one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go.
Number one. Go for it.
And an honorable mention.
another number one.
No, I can't believe I forgot about this. The honorable mention is that.
We speakers a bunch here, don't we?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Sorry.
It's fine.
It's fun to yell.
P. Lander Z. Totally, just YouTube them. They're hysterical. It's a Japanese band. It's very hard rock, like, you know, like punk, like doesn't make any sense. Like one of their songs is called Rare.
Okay.
How do you like your steak? Medium rare. That's it. Medium rare, not rare. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, when I went to Japan, I did go and see a show, and it was amazing. It's The Pillows. I can't believe I forgot about that. So if you don't know, if for anybody that listens to anime, or not listens, but watches anime, The Pillows, if you don't know, is the band that did Fully Cooley.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like, they
really?
Did the whole...
Yeah, I was just humming it.
Yeah, yeah. They did
we just watched Fully Cooley the other night, except we didn't actually watch it. We just had it on.
Oh, no, that's awesome. Yeah, they do the whole music for the whole thing.
But it's the first Blu-ray he ever bought.
Yep, and I have that album.
That's really good music. I love that.
Yeah, no, that album, I have two albums from them. And that's that whole show, like the whole soundtrack is one of their albums. And then they have another one that they had brought out when I went there. And I have that one, and that's again really good. And
can you get me a copy of those?
One of them, yes. The other one I had to find again because I lost the other one.
Right. Well, I mean, the Fooly Cooly one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Fooly Cooly one I lost, but the other one I have. There's a lot of Japanese music I actually own that's really good.
So something from Japan that I saw a little while ago that freaked me out, like, to no extent was, what is it called? Is it Baby Metal?
Baby Metal, yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah,
it's the weirdest. That and just having, just metal in general. There is just like the.
Did you see Baby Metal?
Oh, I'm good.
It's like four little girls. They're 5 years old.
Yeah.
And they're like dancing, and it's like death metal music
playing. Yeah. Okay, I think I have seen that.
And they're like, "Diva Tapa," you know, like little kids singing, like little kids. And death metal.
Oh my god.
My number one show was Maria Bamford. I saw her do comedy in Fargo, and it's only my number one because I went on stage. And I participated, and I was terrible. I did not do well.
I have a new
really
number
good.
One.
Oh my god! What
the show?
Smodcast.
Okay,
Smodcast.
Okay, it is where we met. That's allowed.
Yeah.
I'm putting a kibosh on number ones. No more number ones.
Too many.
Your number ones have been sealed in.
I could talk about music all day because that's kind of. But nah, we need to change topics, I guess.
Snack time.
Hey, snacks. That's right.
Let me get mine.
All right,
Gully brought the snacks today. That was his task.
Yeah. If you decide to be a guest on our show, your one thing is you bring a snack.
Unless you don't want to.
If you don't want to, we have backup snacks.
We got food.
So I brought two because I'm indecisive. I actually bought four, but I only brought two.
Like, okay. Well, we'll just eat.
So you always talk about like bring something weird, like different or something. Mine aren't different. Mine are weird. Everybody knows them, which is fine. The two I didn't bring. Were the very first one was what's the very first snack that I liked as a kid? That's the first thing I thought of, right? Mm-hmm. So it was Keebler Elf cookies.
You didn't bring those?
I didn't bring
those. Oh, I hope what you brought was better. I'm going to be real mad.
Go to the house right now and get them.
Does it start with EL
Crunch?
It's
so close. You could be back in 15 minutes.
Yeah, it could be. the second thing I didn't bring was the snack that I remember through. The toughest time of my life was a whole year without a job, which was chocolate covered pretzels. Didn't bring those either.
Good.
Yeah, I know.
You're a bit
I just remembered we ate a lot of the EL Fudge Keebler Elf cookies in Girl Scouts. I just associate those with Girl Scouts for some reason.
Went to what do I remember in high school? It's all like memory stuff. That's what happened.
Sure.
So this one's an easy one. So Pocky.
Pocky!
Hey, Pink Pocky.
So it's Pink Pocky. Oh. And that's the one I actually liked a lot when
I haven't had
kid.
The pink one.
I don't think I've had the pink one either.
It's really good.
Well, there you go. Right. You brought a snack we don't have.
Awesome.
We've never had.
So the other thing is actually a local favorite, and it's something that I know a friend would have recommended. That's why
Okay.
And that one is Puppy Chow.
Yes!
Oh, is it made with Crispix?
Oh, I bet they made it with Chex, though. They made it with Crispix! See, they know what they're doing.
Who knows
what they're doing. Okay, so I get so mad when people make it with Chex because it's not as good.
I think we might have talked about that on the podcast.
I probably have. I'm very passionate
about it. She's very
about
passionate about Puppy Chow.
You brought great snacks.
You're welcome. All right, sweet. Because I know it's great. Like you always get something different. So I have an idea for the next one. I have to order it online, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you're gonna. Oh, you're just automatically getting invited back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you a recurring guest?
When I have two snacks, come on.
Once upon a time, we had a recurring guest. He was on like at least two episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Corey listens anymore.
No.
I don't think he listened in the first place. We got invited to his wedding, but
yeah,
we can't go.
I can't go because
we haven't
talked to him
for like 4 years. So.
Yeah, it's also like the week after coming back from Vegas.
It is, and we cannot afford to go somewhere else after. In fact, I'm not sure what we're gonna do when we're in Vegas because we're only gonna have some hundreds of dollars to be there, and you want to pay for all these $50 magic events while we're there. So, you're like, I'm gonna do this one and this one and this one. I'm like, yeah, that's $75. Where are you coming up with that? We already bought the plane tickets, so Pookie.
Pink Pocky.
It's actually really good.
It's okay, if you don't know what Pocky is, there's something
it's
wrong
pokey.
With you.
It's actually pronounced Pokey. Pokey. Smells good.
It's actually pronounced Pokey?
Yeah, whatever. So it's it's little crackers. It's like little cookie crackers.
I don't believe
they're
you.
Crackers. I heard it on Emmy Made in Japan.
Oh, Emmy knows what's up.
Yeah. She was raised, and they called it Pokey when she was little.
It smells like strawberries.
It smells a little bit like fake strawberry, though.
No, it smells like real strawberries.
You think it smells like real strawberry? I think it smells kind of like a mix.
this commercial, like when I was in Japan, played all the time for Pocky.
Right.
Yeah, it really did. And they had they literally had a girl with two sticks of Pocky that were literally just waving their arms around. And dancing around and it's just
because I don't understand why famous brands bother advertising. No. Like, does Coca-Cola really need to say anything anymore?
Yeah.
I think they're in. Really?
They had a really cool one. That large.
Oh yeah, the one they showed us at work.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty neat.
We like to be tantalizingly nondescript about what we do for a living.
That's why I haven't mentioned it.
That's better.
I don't like to mention work.
I don't either.
Because so. Work isn't what I do. Work isn't what I like to do. It's what I have to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's true.
We got
also,
jobs.
You can get fired if you talk about it too much. So.
Well, only if you mention what it is.
And you say bad stuff.
Anywho.
Nothing bad.
Nothing bad.
Well, I'm hoping to get a new job soon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You applied at a place that I'm really hoping will hire you. Do you want to say what it is?
Yeah, I'll say it's a locksmith.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That's awesome.
Right? Yeah. We're kind of... I mean, I've applied at so many places at this point that I'm super cynical. Nobody ever hires anything. Because I apply for science jobs all the time.
I get hired a lot because I go
You do
up.
Get hired
I
a
follow
lot.
Up. Like, I go in, I put an application in, and then I go in and talk to them
I
later.
Have followed up. I get no responses, ever.
Well, but you're trying to get jobs other places. I do some FaceTime.
I'm trying to get jobs in New Mexico. I can't really just drive there and be like, hey, what you think?
And by FaceTime, I mean like actual FaceTime, not the Apple app.
Apple app.
Hmm.
But yeah, the locksmith is hiring.
That's awesome.
And I was like, this is something I've always wanted to do. It doesn't pay as much, but I don't care.
Do you need prior skills?
No. They said training. We'll train.
That's amazing.
And that's the thing, like, if you learn how to do it,
yeah, now you just know how to do it.
I could be breaking into shit.
Or how many positions are they looking for? Probably just one.
Probably just
I can't imagine they're hiring.
you see that?
Not you, go.
I can't imagine they're hiring, like a whole bunch of locksmiths at once.
I was just at work. I saw the paper. It says hiring a locksmith. We'll train if necessary. And I'm like, yes.
All right.
Call a locksmith.
I'm actually doing okay at work, but all the jobs that I've seen that aren't science jobs, like, pay way too little. Or have really dumb hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pay us pretty good for the work we do.
We do get paid pretty well, considering.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we have a lot to do. Especially on the lowest
rung. Oh, work. Does anybody like to work? There's people who like to work, right? It's people who do the thing they actually want to do.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though. If you keep doing the same thing that you want to do, eventually you get tired of it. And then you realize, oh, it's work.
Well, unless you find a way to keep it fresh and new, or it's the thing you're the most passionate about. That's the biggest thing about it. I think you get tired of it only if your conceptions of what it was going to be are different from what it actually is.
Okay.
I think if you're doing a thing and it's exactly what you expected and you like doing that thing, you're probably not going to get tired of it.
Yeah, probably.
It might become work more than the thing that you liked to do before, but it's still
better than the alternative. As an example, like if you're a video game tester, right?
Nobody likes that job.
No, I mean, you're like, oh, I get to play video games all the time, but then you have to play video games
all the time. Right.
It's like, I don't even like this game.
Right.
But as a video game tester, you're not playing video games all the time. You're jumping at a wall 200 times in a row to see if you can jump through the wall. That's all it is. You're not actually, like, playing through the levels. You're trying to break them.
You're trying to break the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trying to find the bugs.
Yep. You can open this. I know you've been looking at it.
No.
So maybe everybody knows about. If you don't know about Puppy Chow,
they don't
explain
want
it.
Eat it. I think the sugar like glued it closed a little bit.
I have a friend.
So Puppy Chow is Crispix with
peanut butter
and chocolate that are melted together, and then you shake the Crispix up, like you stir it up in there. And then you let it cool just a little bit, and then you shake it up with powdered sugar.
So what happens is the chocolate and peanut butter get stuck inside the Crispix, and it's like a...
You might know the shitty version, Muddy Buddies, but that's the shitty version.
Muddy Buddies?
Yeah, that's what Chex calls theirs. But it's not as good, because Chex has two disadvantages over Crispix for this particular treat. One, Chex is thinner, so it doesn't hold as much stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
It ends up being more powdered sugar and less good. Two, Chex is only one flavor. It's only rice or only corn. Crispix is one on each side.
Oh. I see. Mm. I like on the label, it actually says puppy chow for humans.
Human puppy chow.
Human puppy
chow.
Just
in case you didn't know.
Don't give it to your dog because it's made of chocolate.
Yeah.
Unless you want your dog to die, but nobody does.
Nah. They don't always die from chocolate. It's like a built-up thing.
Sometimes they just get real hyper.
My neighbor's dog once, like, she was a little tiny, tiny little Bichon, ate, like, an entire bag of chocolate Hershey's Kisses and didn't die.
Yeah. I know they don't really die, but they
It
could.
Makes them sick.
Yeah.
It does make them cats, too.
And it's, like, it's toxic over time, but it's fine, like once. I made pizza for dinner. It was really good.
It was very good.
I like to make pizza.
All right. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Final
before
thoughts?
Before we wrap it up.
But it's only been almost 45 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, our first couple podcasts when we started back up were that long, but we realized very quickly that there's a limit on how much storage we have on our server that stores stuff. And, yeah.
All
right. We're going to run out.
Good final thought.
Final thought?
Chicken wings.
Medium spicy. My final thought is today is the 4th of May. And I have a Star Wars cassette tape that I am giving to Gully.
Yay!
Because...
And none of this has any significance whatsoever.
I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt.
Some guy like 3 years ago said, May the 4th? That sounds like May the 4th. We should do something with
it's
that.
Star Wars Day.
And now it's important. No, that only started like super recently.
It was probably 6 years.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think 09?
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you, and then tomorrow's Revenge of the 5th.
No.
Oh, that's new.
It's a thing.
Well, it can't be any older than Revenge of the Sith.
Right.
Which came out when I was in high school, so I guess that doesn't really...
All right, we're done.
Oh, hold on!
Oh, you have
you
another final thought.
You guys get final thoughts, but
you just
I
had
thought.
Yours. You were talking for like 3 minutes when I said final thought.
No, I was not.
What's your
final
thought?
I was talking about someone else's final thought. I don't think my opinions and someone
she
else's
gets two final
thought. Yeah. I can just make final thoughts as I want. Because I pay the bills around these parts. And that matters somehow.
Okay.
Final thought. I had blueberry crumble coffee at work today and it was delicious.
All right. Okay, bye everybody.
Bye.
See you next week.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.